ओम शांति। वी आर वेरी लकी व्हेन वी स्टार्ट टू कंपेयर अवर सेल्फ विद द पीपल इन द वर्ल्ड। Because in their life they are holding various type of pain within the self. Various type of problem, various type of confusion. And whenever they are passing through problem, natural, they need help from God. They remember God without knowing God. And they try to take help from God. Whatever name they take, whatever form they believe, whichever religion they follow. So people need help from God in their life. And whenever human being make any mistake, they themselves cannot forget even. When they make mistake, they try to forget it. But still it is there within the self. And when they see that other people making mistake or doing something wrong, that is also a nature of human being to hold it. And that's why they ask to God about forgiveness. Comparative with their life, how much lucky we are. That is also because of our good karma of past, that we have found direct relation with God. How to remember Him, how to talk with Him, what is His form. Where He stays. All the detail about God now we know. And that's why we become teacher to teach other. That now we know about God. We are ready to tell you who is God, where is God, how we can talk with Him, how we meet Him. And we are excited about it to tell. And every day Baba's children are planning for service to inform more people about Baba, that He has come. That is our task, that is our duty that we are doing. And this process is taking us to perfection. Because when we speak to people, it's reminding us also. When we tell people about God and His task, it's ringing the bell that we are talking about God. Now when we're talking more and more and more about Baba, every day to people, and naturally we want to glorify Baba before destruction. But at the same time, we are glorifying ourselves. Because in golden age, no need to glorify God or the Self. Only in confluence stage we need to glorify God and His work. And when we talking with people, people know more us than Baba, because they seeing us, you know, they have habit and practice to see human being. But now we know that we have to see each other with a different sight. Every day Baba telling us, remember that you are soul. People are doing very hard work to open third eye of wisdom. They speak lot about third eye. And Baba has opened already our third eye. And Baba is reminding that you are third eye, you are soul. Third eye is soul, you are soul. It means this physical costume only we are using for His service. But we are soul. Now today the subject is power of forgiveness. Huh? We forgive to whom? Huh? The question with this subject, that people are going to temple, to church, all the spiritual places to ask God that forgive me. Now, if we also want to create that quality, that power within the Self, we have to know we want to use that quality for what? Where? What's happening in our progress? We are holding so much within the Self about our past, our problem, our mistakes. We remembering Baba, we want to come out from that all, but we holding, you know. If we check within the Self, we holding, you know. And that is not enough for the soul, so we holding other people's problem and sickness and weakness and mistakes and all. As much we hold within the Self, we are already full with that. So then there is no much space for more to digest. So sometime, as much we do more churning and more reading and more talking about spirituality, we feel more loaded and heaviness. Instead of relax, we feel more heaviness, because whatever stuff we had, still we holding. And more stuff we entering in. But if we want to increase power of forgiveness, we need to clear the old stuff. And we should not allow ourselves to collect more stuff which we don't need. If we ask the Self, how much I'm thinking about my progress, and how much time am I going for remembering? You understood? Whatever I don't need to remember. With the experience, you know, of the Self and of other, I'm sharing that still we are not relaxed. We're holding, you know. And we need to clear the stuff. whatever stuff we have. We feel so happy that we got Baba and we are free from vices. We have left all vices, we are free from vices. That is just our journey to give happiness to the self. But if we go deeper and deeper, still we have hidden somewhere, hidden, hidden, hidden. Because so many years we pass through all the vices. So many birth we passed through. From copper age, we started to adopt slowly, slowly, all the vices. And it increase and increase and increase and increase. We need to give time to remove all that vices from the seed, It's sex lust and anger and greed and attachment and ego and jealous and many, 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 you know, big list of vices. It variety size. And every individual have different, different percentages of it within the self. One person, very good teacher for many years, And that person was coming to Madhuban. So the student came and said, "Oh, you are going, but I will miss you." Simple thing. It's a simple thing that because you're going, I'll miss you. It's a simple sentence, isn't it? What do you think? Simple? So the teacher felt that, "Oh, you'll miss me. You really, you are loving me?" Simple sentence. And it creates atmosphere to involve in. How I put in words even? Powerful teacher, good teacher, coming to Madhuban to see Bab Dada and involve with, you can say, you know, you can use word by own self, spoil the character. And no able to tell anybody, so still the process to coming Madhuban, coming Madhuban and staying in Madhuban, doing all effort and going back, field of service, and then the story has come up that this thing has happened. You can imagine that that soul was thinking that, "Oh, I have come out from my vices." You know. You understood? That still things are there hidden. And we are hiding, you know. We are hiding, you know, because every day reading Murli, doing effort, going to the class, doing service, enjoying Brahmin family, everything. So we are very busy in that all. But when situation come, any vices can still come out from the seed. So we have to become that much powerful to forgive our own self. We have to give time to forgive, you know. Whatever happened, whatever I had, we have to be so much mercy on our own self. So much concern for our own self. My eyes, this way, looking you all, I cannot see my own self, physically even. I need mirror. Without mirror, I cannot see myself. I want to see my face now, I cannot. I can see all anybody else, but not myself. So, the knowledge is mirror. through that we can check that after as many years even, if you have not checked thoroughly, then when situation comes, the because they are good, all good friends of many years, they want to come back. They need space to come. So still we cannot say that, yes, we have come out from all our vices. They are there. And when we say we are doing effort, very good aim and object front of us, Lakshmi and Narayan, perfection, perfect deities. And whatever that good quality, we have to adapt in our life. And we will not do it in golden age. As much percentage we have done now, it will reflect in golden age. As much thoroughly we done effort, the result of it will come with us in golden age. So really, if we want to enjoy knowledge, we want to enjoy golden age, we want to enjoy perfection, we want to enjoy divinity, we want to enjoy royalty, whatever we want to enjoy with understanding, only this is the time. Only this is the time. We need a special time, special conversation within the self. That's why, you know, sometimes Dadi giving her own example, that she done effort for 40 days. When she was in yajna, she gave 40 days for her own checking and transformation. Last week she was giving us example that she was with yajna and Baba was ready to send her for this service and that service. Say, Baba, not now. Let me give time to my own self. Dadi said, you are not able to give 40 days to the self. At least give 40 hours. Every day 1 hour, we give time to the self. That's still how much the stuff remaining with me. You know, say my nature, my habit, you know, my style, my. And if we will not come out from that, we are not able to forgive anybody. You know, normally we say sorry and this, and that is just normal, you know, practice. Day-to-day life, sorry. I will not do it again, sorry. Okay, you have done, okay, sorry, no problem. I'm forgiving you. You know, when I got this subject, I was churning. That power of forgiving, why we need it for? We are not deities now that we, you know, in that state to forgive others. You know. We should not hold others' negativity or mistakes. Yes, we have to forgive our own self because we have done so many things wrong in so many births. And if we want to create that power within the self, we need to forget it. When we forget, then we forgive. It's simple. Either our own negativity or mistakes, or other people's mistakes. And how we increase more? It's not one day job. Every day, we have to pay attention. When Yajna started, it was a different situation in the world. And now, it's total different situation of world of today. So many attraction around us. So many. And eyes open all the time. And eyes have habit to see. But when we seeing something, it going straight inside. And few things remain with subconscious mind. And time to time it come out and it affect. So that's why after some year in knowledge still we say, you know, our yoga is not okay, we are not strong, we are so sensitive, and we become more sensitive, you know. Instead of becoming strong, you know. And because we have a chance to share our problem with other, we collect, you know. We make a point that this money, my problem, I want to share with this person or that person or that person. But after we become Baba's children, four sentences which I love to remember and I like to remind whoever I meet, only four sentences, very simple four sentences, and it gives extreme upliftment to the life for perfection. First thing, very easy to remember thoroughly from the heart, we say, Baba, I'm yours. It's difficult? You think it's difficult? Simple sentence, Baba, I'm yours. It's not just for saying it, but from the heart, Baba, I'm yours. Baba, I'm yours. Actually, so many births we use this sentence for other people, human beings, eh? In our life. I'm yours only. I'm yours. So that, this sentence we use in our life, so many births, to so many people. And now, to God, from the heart, with true understanding that, Baba, I am yours. Very simple, from true heart, Baba, I am yours. You yourself go in deep when you say this. Go so deep that I am yours means what? We are talking to God, not a limited person. Baba, and start to experience. You start to get experience. That when you said, what response you getting in your practical life. And the second sentence. Baba, everything mine is yours. Whatever mine is yours. Whatever. My body, my family, my business, my car, my house, my problem, my sickness, my confusion, my weakness. You understood? When we say that everything mine is yours, whatever mine is yours, and you experience that how He takes charge of your sickness and your problem and everything, whatever yours, when thoroughly in your daily life you say everything yours. Then there is, because my five vices is not mine now because I surrender it. My weakness I surrender, my everything I surrender. So when truly we do this exercise, everything will change. Everything. And the third sentence, Baba, you are mine. Because normally in our life we have so many mine, you know. So many, you know. You are my, you are my. But now, Baba, you are mine. And only one. There is no space for anybody then. Whole heart. Whole my heart for you. Baba, you are mine. And then fourth sentence, simple. You understood now. What is the fourth sentence? Baba, whatever yours is mine. Baba, whatever yours is mine. He is all treasure and family and the world and whatever unlimited He have, that is mine. So my limitation has gone now. And I am in ocean. When we are in ocean, we swim, natural. Huh? Time going and we are flying in that happiness. You know. Super senses joy. I am doing His work, He is doing my work. There is no difference in between. But when we do this exercise with true heart, and every step you will enjoy and you will experience, no need to give anything slowly, slowly, at once. And then Baba take charge of us. Only Baba is waiting that when we give ourselves fully to Him, then He is ready to use us. Because Baba has no need to do any effort. You know? Baba put us in ocean and they just, we have to swim then. So, the subject of forgiveness have a very wide meaning. It is not only connected with one or two person only that, you know. Oh, he made mistake and I forgive him. We are now came out already from limit, all the limit. Now we are in limitless world. Thousand times we can go to soul world. No need to buy ticket or to pack any luggage, nothing. You see. We are free from body, we are free from bondage, we are free from worry, we are free from everything. Only we are helping God. You know, many times people ask me, why you look every time happy? Anywhere we see, just happy, you know. Happy, 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 happy. worry, what is secret behind it? And what is my reply? That before this knowledge, all the time I was thinking, all the time, that I need help from God, I need help from God, I need help from God, God help me this way, God help me that way, you know. God help me in my exam, God help me in my sickness. And now I realize after knowledge that I am helping God. I never thought that we human being can help God. We thought that all the time God help people. But now I understood that, oh, I am helping God. That is extraordinary time in life that God has selected me for His task. So, all the time I think that I am helping God, I am helping God. And when I am helping God, I should be proper actor, you know, proper helper. It is not good I complain and I confuse and I cry and I criticize and what else? Whatever accurate for helping to God, that all good quality I should keep with me all the time. And when we keep that in mind, then any time in confluence age, you are deity of forgiveness. You don't need to create that quality. You are deity already. In the process of deity, you know, we are just passing through the road from this end to that end. We have chance to experience the deity divine quality now. That our natural nature, because we are with God. And He have opened all the treasure for us forever now. Meanwhile, confluence is finished. And you know, normally human nature to collect. I know when I came in knowledge, before that I was a student of philosophy and psychology and I was doing my degree. I had so many variety collection of books. Different philosopher and different spirituality and all. So many books. Indian and Western and all scriptures. And when I met Baba, in simple Hindi, Baba said, remove all your bhusa from here. Bhusa means all this, you know, mixture, whatever here, useless. Remove it. Because I had so many things here, so many philosophers and scripture and everything, comparative philosophy, and because I was doing my degree. And Baba said, remove from here. And I taken that Baba's advice literally. I gone home from Madhuban. Slowly, one day afternoon when everybody was sleeping, I started to remove all my books and scriptures, whatever. I had started to put in one corner of the garden. To put fire. I had not thought that let me give this to other people to read. I said, if this is Gasiya, means this is the old wastage thing for me, why I give to other people? So literally I had put fire that this is not for me and I don't want to give anybody else. So many notes which I had, you know, notebooks and books and so many things. Collection, all the collection, you know. And that effect to my memory, that it gone. Because physically I done the fire, you know. So it remain here that, oh, everything old has gone now. And when we do that exercise within the self, then, you know, newness starts to come in life. So, we have to do special ceremony within the self. Because I remember that I was very serious person in my life before knowledge. Serious in study and getting first class and doing this and that. So I had never time to smile with anybody. That was serious. I had no friend in my life. I never gone out for hotels or anywhere restaurant to eat. I never ate food anywhere outside. I never read any novel. Never saw any movie, cinema, you know, film. I never saw any movie. That was just before knowledge. Decided in life that I have no time for this all because I want to take first class first. I want to get first class first in my exam, every step. When I came in knowledge, and I was in Murli class, Baba was reading Murli, speaking Murli, and I was like a very serious student to get first class, first number here also. Very serious. Because I thought that I am in Godly University now, here also I want to get first class, first number. And I was very serious. Serious means everything, whatever he is saying, it should go direct. And it was in History Hall, Pandav Bhavan. And Baba was speaking and looking to everybody and I was in first row and Baba tried three, four times Baba spoke a funny things which make laugh everybody. Still I was serious. And then I had a personal meeting with Baba. Baba said, my child, Ramnik banna sikho.